Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area and sharing other local information of interest that I encounter while I'm out and about in Roxburgh and Person County. Well, tonight, Thursday, at the Homestead Steakhouse and Restaurant, the music series continues with the popular Brown Brothers as the entertainment, and the Thursday buffet will be serving all-you-can-eat pork ribs. Now, be sure to call now and make your reservations for Jim Quick and Coastline, who will be performing at the Festival House on Saturday, January the 29th. And tickets are $15 in advance. Doors open at 8 p.m. The show starts at 9 p.m. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. On Friday at 4 p.m., there'll be a ribbon cutting for the opening of the movie theaters at Palace Point. Come on out and welcome the new owners. Prices for movies are matinees for adults, $6, and the evening cost is $7. Children and senior citizens 62 and older, as well as military, the tickets are $6 all day long. And they do have the policy of 15 years old and younger must be accompanied by an adult 18 years or older to attend the movies. Keep listening for the dates of the opening of more activities at Palace Point. Justin Perry's art show, Vibrant Realism, is now at the Kirby Gallery. This talented Roxburgh native is sharing his most impressive art with us, so I hope you'll make time to go see it. And make plans right now for the Roxburgh Little Theater's production of You Can't Take It With You, January the 21st through the 23rd, and it's directed by Jonathan Perry. On Friday evening, January the 14th, Paddy Wagon Irish will be at Black Creek Brewery on Depot Street from 5 to 8. And on the third Thursday, the 20th, they'll have Drunken Noodles Food Truck. Habitat for Humanity Yard Sale will be closed again this Saturday, but continue to watch our social media Facebook page as well as listen to the WKRX for announcement of the reopening. You can still bring donations on Saturday or call during the week to let them know you want to bring things Monday through Friday. At Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard on Saturday the 15th will be Stella Jones. She'll be performing from 2 to 5, and you will love her music. Such a variety of music in her style. And on January the 22nd, Chaz will be performing. On Saturday, January the 15th, the Smokehouse Bandits will be back at 1792 Bottle Beer Company beginning at 5 p.m. Now, don't forget to contribute to our Person County Animal Protection Society in memory of Betty White on the date of her 100th birthday of January the 17th as a way to honor her memory. Even $5 goes a long way. And it helps our local animal protection program also. So this is a win-win for everyone. Smokey Dave's Barbecue on Madison Boulevard has new hours for Saturday. Now you can have barbecue for your Saturday evening dinner or pre-buy it for Sunday while you're watching those football games. Now don't forget he has those wonderful seasoned crackers and also Brunswick stew. Now the stew weekend is going to be this weekend. Don't you know we're going to have some weather? So it'd be great to be curled up with a good bowl of stew and some barbecue. Saturday hours are going to be 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., so come on out so he'll know he did the right thing about opening on Saturday for your barbecue needs. On February the 19th, the Homestead Steakhouse will have another murder mystery dinner at the Festival House. Tickets are $65 per person, and they are on sale now. This is usually a sellout, so get it, your order in now. A little update about some news for Uptown Roxborough. Roxburgh Savings Bank has announced a very generous gift to facilitate the completion of the Pocket Park on Main Street in Uptown Roxburgh across from the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex. This will be a beautiful addition to the outdoor space in Uptown Roxburgh. And many thanks to everyone that has made this happen, from the Roxburgh Development Group, Legacy Builders, Roxburgh Savings, and Chip King and Howard Solomon, who donated the initial demolition work. I am sure there are many folks that have had their energy put into this project, and this is very exciting news for all of us. You know, I can see this as an intimate concert venue, a place for art showing or craft shows, a place for folks just to sit and enjoy the outdoors and nice weather. Very much a quality of life enhancer for the uptown area. And especially with the new apartments going in next door, the folks living there will really enjoy this outdoor space. Well, I hope this has given you some ideas for a fun weekend, as well as giving you some things to put on your future calendar. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And now a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw, a financial advisor who so kindly brings you Out and About every Thursday.